he said like this, Masham Achabal Tema Shitabacha Klema Einchat Sarich Lear is Gilla Makum Tera Kitertabacha de Havim Shakam Kiru Yadha Yelha Havim Shatumri Bayan. So he's saying that Lamaisa, since at the end of the day, it's people that learn Tera, it's not a physical place. So great, I have good Havim, they learn and still come to me. So, you know, the timing, if I bring down a kernel here, it'll be great, and won't be any problems. So there's a general sense of what the mockum is. And if the mockum is not a mockum of Torah, then he becomes drawn to it. It's interesting. There are two elements that go into it. One is, in Mokum, we talk about the general society. In other words, this is a Mokum Torah, this is not a Mokum Torah. This is where people people do X, people do Y, people do Z. So there's a general hanhaga kolalis of what people are doing. And that's that we understand is a mashpia on the people. And like the Rambam says, you know, that if a person lives in a place, he's made nimshach to what the answer and so forth, that's all well and good. There's another nekuda. It says the hanchal al yingoyim that b'satik v'las amim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave different chalokim of the world over to different umas. There's some sort of subtle, there's a hashpah on the type of person that lives in a certain area. It says by the Meraglim, he told them, you know, Yesh Mokri Megadelis Kibayrim, Mokri Megadelis Chaloshim. There is a skula in Mokri which affects what type of people settle there. A beach town attracts a certain type of person. A rugged mountain area attracts another person. A place on a river where there's a lot of commerce attracts a certain type of person. There's something about the Makam, a hot climate, tends to have people that are more hot tempered. It's just that's the nature. You see the people living in hot areas tend to be much more hot tempered, whether it's the heat or whatever it is. The different places have tchunis that allow for different types of people to live there. Even something not specific, lived there, but a city, the Marshall, or most big yeshivas in Europe were located in small towns near big cities. Slabodka was near Kovna, but you had to cross the bridge. Mir was near Minsk, but it was like 20 kilometers from Minsk, and it was, you know, Mir was a small town, and so on. But a big city, it's hard to think of any big city that really had a successful yeshiva. And Brisk was a city, but they didn't really have a yeshiva. They had a small yeshiva, and then they had, and then they had people came there off to learn, but it wasn't really a yeshiva. A makom has certain qualities about the type of place that either is a makom Torah, not a makom Torah. So it's not only people, but it's the signain of the makom. Ze'enek shekivel doshem makom Torah hine adam nishan yana or mahaz vishkan Torah. Ve'en lahakshos afilu hoye rafsha im ena makom Torah yinim shachachrehem. So again, both the general population and some qualities of the place. You see, there's places that are matzmiach. Tamilchom, for some reason, are not matzmiach. In Kineshim Rab Bevaray, who are Rab Mavitzer, Tamidim Harvey, who are Mokotar Bevaray. So he says, if somebody establishes a yeshiva there, and then it becomes a Mokotar, but to say to yourself that somebody can come and do something, lav daskin. L'kachom ashal temeshi, that's very pirish. Temperature. Person has a certain range. But there is another part to it. It becomes an enjoyment to look forward to. So if a person is in a fancy place, a fancy hotel, where the caterer is busy every morning finding new delicacies to put out, so the person automatically begins to think, what's going to be for lunch next day, what's going to be for supper next day, you know, and this, that, or the other thing. It starts becoming an attraction and a davishal, a davishal tainuk, which becomes a person's hisaskus. So the person, anything from not causing pain to bringing pleasure, it's two different worlds. When you get rid of issues that cause a person pain, it's galehoya, that's it, the person's not misasik with it. You know, a person has physical needs that they press on him. He takes care of those needs. So that's it. So it's kiloy. There's no sense of anticipation for it or looking forward for it. Food, so if the person's darga of indulging in food is just to take care of his hunger, basically, it's kind of monotonous food, nothing special, just the regular normal. So the person never gets into it, the person never thinks about it. The person is asuk in finding something else to give pleasure, then learning might be very pleasurable. If a person has a very, very good matzah with food, and it's kind of food that's there to give you a tainuk, so now we have a problem. So now the person is thinking about it, looking forward to it, focusing on it, and that draws him away. So a makom that's a makom of tanugim, I once heard from somebody who lived in Yerushalayim, actually, when I was living in Yeshiva, he asked, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim, no Peres Gneisa, because he didn't want that the Ohel Rigolim should say we came for this. So he asked, how come the weather in Yerushalayim is almost perfect? Yerushalayim weather is extremely good weather. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that to Yerushalayim? So the person answered that, you know, weather is not, it's not an added attraction. It allows you to function very well. So if it's hot and humid like Bnei Brak, you can't function. If it's very cold, like in a colder climate, it's difficult to function. If the weather is decent, it's never too hot, never too cold almost, then it just allows you to do what you have to do. You're sitting in a misanig in cool, fresh air when you're coming from a hot environment. But if you're there and once you get used to it, you don't notice it. So Al Kapanim, so all these things that can be meishach a person, they become a goal for a person. If they're physical, they're much stronger because it doesn't take much to look forward to a good pastry or whatever it is. It takes a lot of shalakdechat of effort to begin to enjoy that person is a person. Let's give an example. An airplane, the marshal, is a mockum that if anything happens, that if there's a little hole in the wall, it'll implode because it's a pressurized entity in a place that's not natural for things to be so pressured. So anything that happens to it, because it's in a matzah that's unnatural, will destroy it. A car on a road is not going to come crashing down. It's on the road. An airplane it's a metzias that's it's not in a normal metzias, and therefore anything happens to it, it's gone. It's chalim. When you have certain things in the Bria whose metzias is of a fragile nature because it's unnatural. If somebody creates a situation that's unnatural, he forms some sort of partnership, whatever it is, it's waiting to fall apart. It means be'etzem this metzias, this doesn't have a metzias, it's just by some quirk or some odd reason this metzias was formed. So divrei Torah in this world, be'etzem don't have a metzias. A good bagel has a metzias in this world. It's a real metzias, and people like it. Divrei Torah are not from this metzias. So just like Schuchis has in itself a very, very fragile metzias, it's not a real metzias, and that's why it's very easy for it to break, because its whole existence is precarious. That this actually has a cache with the Mayim Foshar Xarmi. The Samach Lakan Ech Yiskel Kasashal Tayra. The Omer. Shem Goyal Adibetera Yiskel Kasatera. Shagolus will be Zayn. Kain Adam Mechubed Elabim Koimai. The Kashagoyal Miss Nabel Adibetera Miss Nasi. The Chain Omer Pekaroya Amirida Marako Nazi Divetera Miss Nasi Shnemim in the Valta Miss Nasi Afna. So here he says a very different Hezbollah. The klal is, we said before, and this is based on this klal, that a person's metzias is totally in his makom. So if a person leaves his makom, he loses a lot of his metzias. In many ways, a person in his own town has a social network that's very supportive, that recognizes him, that, you know, so on. He goes to another place, he's not in his element. And he just doesn't have his metzias over there. So, so divrei Torah requires a certain hashpol of a person. A person in his battle did. So if a person is goes into golus, he gains that, and now he's able to be shaykh the Torah only. Somewhere. but it's a midbar. There was a certain, they needed to go out to be makir, that it's something which is there, not here. It's something which, it doesn't come to you. You have to go to it. It's not, there are certain yanim that are within your natural self. And if I, as long as I bring it out, it's fine. Here, these inyanim are beyond, and b'meila, the person's going to get it is the raya. It's the pu'ula of reaching out and taking something beyond. Any questions?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Okay.